In Cleveland, Ohio, as in many big city school districts, there's a severe shortage of teachers, especially in hard-to-fill subjects such as math and science. Last year, the district went all the way to India to hire 50 educators and brought them to Cleveland, where they've been teaching in some of the most challenging schools in the country. Bill Rice of member station WCPN has been following these teachers during their first year and has more now.
After less than a year, Arun Nagpal has pulled together the essential routines of life in the United States.
Probably now I'll be taking some oranges.
Five for a dollar and a half?
Most weekends, he heads to Cleveland's open-air style West Side Market, which he says beats any of the chain grocers near his high-rise suburban apartment for fresh produce.
Anything else for you?
Thank you.
Nagpal says he misses meals with his wife and two children, who've remained behind in India. So he keeps it simple, mostly fresh fruits and vegetables, and chicken dishes reminiscent of home.
Just $1.50, please. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
For Nagpal, adapting to American living has been much the same as learning the how and why of American-style teaching. He and 50 others arrived in August, just as the new school year was getting underway. They were in a strange new country, living out of a hotel, and teaching in a school system that was on a slow rebound from academic neglect and near bankruptcy.
No dogging. No dogging, please.
Nagpal's first teaching assignment was honors chemistry, and right off the communication barriers became evident. His textbook command of English was little help when it came to understanding American teenage slang. As for the students, they were eager learners, but it took them some time to get used to Nagpal's thick accent. Sophomore Danielle Weir said it forced her to pay extra attention and raise her hand a lot.
When we don't understand what he's saying, he says that he will repeat it, and when he repeats it the second time, it's easier for me to understand what he said the first time.
Today, Nagpal reflects wistfully on that class. Several weeks into the school year, he was reassigned to 11th and 12th grade physics, an old subject for him, but a whole new group of kids.
They were more disruptive, much more disruptive than the class I had previously.
In India, Nagpal taught at private schools. He says there the disruptive students are the minority, while here at John F. Kennedy High School, it's quite the opposite. But he says, given many of his students' home lives, that's understandable.
The kids don't have upbringing at home. What they get in the school, they're unable to keep it up at home. And there's nobody, it seems to me, to look after their interests.
Though Nagpal and his colleagues are highly trained teachers, skeptics here feared they weren't prepared for the rough and tumble culture of American urban schools. In some instances, they were right. For instance, Sunita Narayanan was hired as a special education teacher and expected behavior problems, but she wasn't ready for everything.
One thing, at least I personally was not prepared, was how to deal with children who have a lot of sexual problems. Because in India, that's not something that we often come across. And that's something that we were not trained or taught to deal with.
But Narayanan says she's learned quickly and credits school administrators and the teachers who acted as mentors for easing her transition. All of the Indian teachers have received special classroom management training, and some have had to attend special sessions to reduce their accents. District officials say they're happy with the results. Only two of the teachers have returned to India for family reasons, and for the first time in years, math and science classes are properly staffed. Human Resources Director Carol Hauser.
We called it an experiment until after Christmas when we looked at how well they were doing in the classroom. We no longer consider this an experiment. We consider it a success.
And just as they've had to adjust to a strange new classroom setting, many have had to adjust to another facet of American work life. Hauser says some of the Indian teachers were surprised at the amount of money taken out of their paychecks every 2 weeks. Part of it is taxes, but another large chunk goes to pay ongoing fees to the recruiting firm that brought them here, up to $500 a month for the duration of their 3-year contracts.
So I think when they put that alongside their taxes and other deductibles like medical insurance and those kinds of things, they were surprised at how much of their paycheck didn't go home with them.
But for Sunita Narayanan, the financial arrangement is adequate. She keeps her expenses low, sharing an apartment downtown with colleagues and remaining carless for now. Some of the newcomers have moved out to the suburbs. Others have begun to bring their families over. As the school year nears its end, Narayanan looks back with satisfaction.
It's been a great experience.
And she, along with most of the 48 remaining Indian teachers, will be in their classrooms when it all starts up again in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Bill Rice in Cleveland.